Conflict is an inevitable part of human interaction, and educational institutions are no exception. Effective conflict resolution strategies can significantly improve the learning environment and overall well-being of students, teachers, and staff. Here are five key approaches to conflict resolution. 1. Withdrawal. Avoiding the conflict or withdrawing from the situation. Example: a teacher notices a growing tension between two students but chooses to address it at a later time when emotions have calmed down. 2. Accommodation. Working to try to support the other party's wishes. Example: every child in the class is presenting their learning on a project they have been doing. One student finds this kind of activity particularly stressful. The teacher and/or the learning assistant accommodates the student's request by listening to their concerns and views and providing them with alternative choices around ways that they can share their learning. 3. Competition. While competition might seem counterintuitive for reducing conflict, it can actually be a powerful tool when implemented effectively. Here's an example. A class is experiencing frequent disagreements and tension among children, young people. Solution: introduce a friendly competition between groups or teams. This could be done via sports, quizzes, or a creative project challenge. The focus should be on teamwork, sportsmanship, and friendly rivalry. Friendly competition can be a powerful tool in the classroom. It brings students together, gives them a positive outlet for their energy, and reduces aggressive behavior. By working towards a shared goal, students can build stronger relationships and boost their motivation through recognition and rewards. However, it's important to ensure fairness and good sportsmanship to maintain a positive learning environment. Avoid using the competition as a punishment or to create a negative atmosphere. By implementing a well-designed competition, you can create a more positive and harmonious learning environment. 4. Compromise. Example: a student is struggling with a difficult piece of classwork, homework. The student asks the teacher for an extra time, but the teacher prefers the original deadline. After further discussion, the student and teacher compromise by agreeing to a partial extension and additional support. The student agrees to complete the assignment by the revised deadline, and the teacher agrees to provide extra support and feedback. 5. Collaboration. Working together to find a solution that fully satisfies the concerns of both parties. Example: a teacher and a parent are concerned about a student's academic performance. They work together to develop a personalized learning plan that addresses the student's needs and strengths. Further examples of how collaboration can be used to reduce conflict in a classroom: group projects and activities. Use collaborative, cooperative learning. Assign students to work together on projects, such as building a model or creating a group presentation. Peer tutoring. Encourage students to help each other with their work, fostering a sense of community and support. Group tasks. Organize team sports, games, or tasks to promote teamwork and cooperation. Classroom meetings. Circle time. Hold regular discussions where students can share their thoughts and feelings, listen to others, and resolve conflicts peacefully. Class group meetings. Conduct class meetings or informal discussions where children, young people can discuss issues and make decisions as a group. Utilize conflict resolution strategies. Role playing. Act out different conflict scenarios and practice effective conflict resolution strategies. Mediation training. Teach students basic mediation skills and model behaviors such as active listening and compromise. Peace circles. Create a safe space for students to discuss their feelings and find solutions to conflicts. Choosing the right approach to conflict resolution depends on various factors, including the nature of the conflict. Is it a minor disagreement or a major issue? The relationship between the parties involved, their peers, colleagues, or superiors. The importance of the issue to each party. How strongly do they feel about their position? The time available to resolve the conflict. Can a quick solution be reached, or is more time needed? By understanding these five key approaches and their potential applications, educators can develop effective strategies for managing conflicts and creating a positive learning environment for all.